Clemar Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. I'm privileged today to be chatting to Chef James Garg of La Colombe Restaurant. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks so much for having me.
It's such a pleasure, and even more so to be giving you lots of plates. You certainly cleaned up at our awards recently, a gold plate, and then also winner of the Haute Decade Award, one of three restaurants that have been plated in every guide for a decade. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It means so much. I don't know how to say it. It's privileged to be included every year, and so I think we did very well this year, and I'm happy and proud of the whole team across the whole group.
Very hardworking team. So yes, certainly well-deserved. But James, I always think it's incredible to get a restaurant to world-class like you have, and then to have the energy and impetus to keep it there and make it better every year. How on earth do you do that?
I think a lot of it is a lot of trial and error. Continuous playing with things, and more often than not they don't work, but you know, luckily some do work and they make it to the menu. And then I suppose we travel quite a lot every year. I think that's we all draw a lot of inspiration from that, seeing different cultures and cuisines and different ingredients and different techniques. Yeah, I think that sort of gives us new inspiration to try different things, new presentations, you know, different flavor combinations. And I like it. You know, I don't like to be inspired by what's directly around me. I'd rather look a little bit further afield
and bring it home and then use what we have. So you really have an ability to do that so well. I feel very honored that I've been to La Colombe, I think, every year in the last 10. Always a highlight. I get excited from the moment my booking comes through. So there's just this long anticipation, but somehow this year just seemed to be the best ever. There was a level of restraint. And I always say, for a chef to be able to take the right things off the plate and just let those ingredients there shine, how did you manage to do that? Because it's harder to make it look simpler.
Jeez, I don't know, Jenny. I mean, I've been at La Colombe now for 15 years. And I think often when you are a new head chef and it's sort of, you're trying to put your stamp on things and trying to, you know, sort of get your own identity in terms of the industry and everything, I think often you add. And I think at this point, I suppose I've learned to stop adding and rather take away. I think in terms of the menu, we've reduced the amount of dairy by probably 50%, 60%. Gluten, starch, pretty much apart from the bread course, nothing. The dairies, obviously, we're substituting for a few other nut milks or coconut milks or something like that, really. And so I think in the effort to try and lighten and freshen the whole menu.
It's light, you know, it's still and a long, fresh.
Excuse me?
I said it is certainly light and fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I think still for long tasting menus, you know, if you want people to not feel like they're rolling out of at the end of it, you have to sort of tone down on the heavy fats and creams and starch and everything. And I think, yeah, that was the consideration this year.
Well, that's a perfect response to the way the world is wanting to eat, because that seems to be a global trend where everybody's wanting lighter, less, but also not sort of all the froth and foam. There's just, you make it look like it's just natural. And I think that's incredible, because behind the scene, to get, what did you say, 900 dishes out? It is, I mean, that's quite a feat.
I can't remember what it worked out. This year it was, let me think about it, it's about 12 to 15 courses.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're roughly 60 for lunch, 60 for dinner. Luckily, we're nice and busy now, so it's you can't complain on that front. But yeah, it is a lot of work, but it is extremely rewarding and being very well received. So I'm very happy.
Well, I think it's an exceptional dining experience. And for anyone who hasn't been there, don't be overwhelmed by the number of courses. It is just poetry in motion, and one feels fabulous when you leave. So James, thank you for sharing that, and congratulations again.
No, thanks, Jenny. It always means a lot, and thanks for having me on.
That was Chef James Garg of La Colombe Restaurant. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious. FMR.